Good morning. Great to be with you for the Melbourne Form Panel here on RSN Saturday Race Day. Gareth Hoare with you. And thanks to Queensland Racing, it's time to have a look at this meeting at Flemington, highlighted by the Andrew Ramsden. Let's welcome in the team. Dean Lester, it's a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Third year running of the Andrew Ramsden with the golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup. I love this idea.
Yeah, it's very good. Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. It's nice to have that sort of interest in May in our biggest race.
You've been dominating Channel 7 as well lately, Dino. It's a busy day around the country. It's a great day's racing with, of course, the Goodwood and the Doomben 10,000. Handy enough meeting in Sydney as well. And good meeting here at Flemington.
Yeah, absolutely. Shame, you know, the scratchings have knocked Flemington around a bit.
Yep.
But the other two meetings are tremendous as well. So now we've got another action-packed afternoon on 7.
Warren Huntley, good morning to you. I guess when the favourite in the third, Sartorial Splendor's out, Don't Doubt Dory scratched this morning in Plaquette, that would have been hard to beat in race 5 as well. It's a busy last half an hour to sort your tips out, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's the life of the racing fan and the punter, isn't it? You've got to think on your feet. I was actually thinking Identify Love had a terrific chance of taking on Sartorial Splendor and beating him this time. He wasn't able to last time. I'm going to have to take a shorter price than I would have with Sartorial Splendor in the field.
David Gately, good morning to you.
Hello, mate.
Did you enjoy your run?
Yes, once the wind and rain calmed down a bit, it was fine.
Okay, looking forward to catching up with you, of course, after 9 o'clock as well for the Sydney preview with Lizzie Gels. But Nicholas Quinn, dressed up in the suit, ready to go nice and early. Hello to you, Quinny.
Yes, can't wait to get to Flemington today. Always nice to dress up and see a horse race their way into the Melbourne Cup.
Best back galloper?
Well, it was Sartorial Splendor, so that has thrown a spanner in the works. But later on in the day, there has been some good betting activity. And I dare say if we had to identify one that's been popular at this early stage, we'd have to probably go to race number 7 on the program, with the money coming for Yulong January, who's been supported $5 into $3.20 since the market was reposted.
And don't forget our trivia question, Dino, ready to go. Of course, the first person with the correct answer texting in to 0416 90 50 52 wins a $200 voucher to Vlado Steakhouse. Of course, the best steakhouse in Melbourne, Dino. He's just getting the trivia question ready.
I'm just looking forward to that immensely. I was just doing a bit of research there.
Yes, let's have a look at the first race, Quinny. Scratchings are clear. In fact, that's what she said. One of the great lines there in the office is a scratching. Who's the favourite?
Lafarge is the favourite at this stage. Currently a $3.10 market leader. Has trimmed up this morning slightly from $3.20. Rainier on the second line of betting at $4.80 has been a firmer throughout the course of the week. $5.50 into $4.80 and currently the tab's biggest liability on race number 1. Riverview's a $5 chance. For Real Life has been 6 out to 8. Deluxe Legend $8.50. A Brazen Laugh $9.50. And a little bit of money at longer odds for number 8, Vin Largo, who's been 34 into 26 back to 31. The money's been relatively evenly spread at this stage. The best backed is the second elect, Rainier.
And Dino's been scratched a couple of times, but finally we get to see this favourite, Lafarge, at the races.
Yes, he was in a 1,200-metre race yesterday, Gareth, and they've elected to run here down the straight. And he's trialled well. He's strong. I think he's got a good chance. We'll be a lot wiser after the event here with all these. We've seen the trialers, but seeing him under race pressure, different again. But I'll go with Lafarge from Rainier. I thought Rainier's recent jump out down the back straight, and it was in a straight line at Sandown out of the chute there. He went very nicely and looks quite strong. 9 for Real Life was virtually clocked off in the same trial, I think, as Lafarge, but certainly showed speed and is an interesting debutante. And Riverview's first run for the Price Kent Junior Stable. It's been gelded since that one run last time in, and it trialled okay as well. So, you know, be, as I said, a lot wiser after the event. But I'll put them in 4, 6, 9, 7.
And Warren, a few of the stables are confident that they've got a pretty nice 2-year-old here.
And I think they're probably all, most of them would be right in time, Gareth, but we're trying to figure out what'll happen today. And look, I think Lafarge looked terrific in that jump out at Werribee, and I'm going to go with Lafarge, reserved from yesterday at Geelong to be here. 4 out of 7, Riverviews, who's been trialling up with intent. He's gelded. Inside draw, maybe early in the day down the straight's not necessarily going to be a disadvantage, and they're not going to be hard against the rail with a small field here. 6 Rainier, I thought a jump out at Sandown recently was a little bit off the speed, but liked the way that Rainier worked through the line there and showed the ability to quicken up and for real life comes through the same recent jump out as Werribee's Lafargue and rode the speed there and looked to trial up nicely. Plenty to learn, but I do think 4's the one to beat ahead of 7, 6 and 9.
All right then, Gator, how have you assessed these two-year-olds?
Well, a few of them have sort of trialled and jumped out together, so that's helpful. But it doesn't tell the whole story, does it? And add to that, a soft seven does make it tricky. Look, I've landed on Lafargue, sat deep, ran by a fellow debutant, Real for Life. It was under a lot more riding, but still, look, they both went really well. But look, I think he won the heat well. And Rainier drifted back in the latest jump out, closed nicely behind River Views. Deluxe Legend, perhaps the pick of the newcomers. Good debut behind Crady, who then won again in Saturday grade. Did fold up last time, but that was 1,400. Now we're back to 1,100. Ned's River Views for Real Life. So market will help at 4, 6, 2 and 7.
All right then. So Dino likes Lafargue, the 4 over the 6, 9 and 7. Warren Huntley likes the 4 as well, Lafargue over the 7, 6 and 9. And Gator with his debutante for Danny O'Brien as well, Lafargue. So 4, 6, 2. So 4, 6. What was your fourth number there, Gator? He's just asking Dorothy for a coffee there. Quinny, we'll move on. Race number 2 on the program here. Scratchings here. Reckless Moon is the 10. That is out today. And Shawcan's the favourite.
Now the second favourite. There's been a change at the top of the market this morning. Sweet Caroline has been $4.40 into $4. Heads the market now from Shawcan, who's a $4.20 second elect. Those two have been the two best backed, but the money this morning has been for Sweet Carolina. Star of Eden, a $5 chance. Pramada at $8. Then we have Drome Strike, $8.50 out to $9 this morning. Countess Tessa at an $11 chance. And a little bit of support at longer odds there for number 6, Sabre Princess, $14 into $13. But the best backed run-up, race 2, number 2, Sweet Carolina.
Gator's numbers in the first, 4, 6, 2 and 7. Warren Huntley, speed map here. Is there much speed in the second?
In the second, I would have thought, well, Drone Strike possibly could roll forward. Star of Eden comes back in distance, rode the speed in a very high-pressure race at Morfordville last start, capable of perhaps being somewhere there near the inside, perhaps a lopes holder spot, Drone Strike. Out wider, CRS is probably the one that could make a decision and roll forward, but I would have thought the speed's probably more a lopes Star of Eden, Drone Strike maybe at this distance. It's not a high-rating race, Gareth. It's an open handicap for the three-year-old fillies, but Star of Eden's the top rater, and she's a 67 rater, so it's effectively a restricted race in that way. I thought Sweet Carolina's got some upside, a bit of a last ride victory. Craig Williams is getting to know her really well, but I think the form through South Parade a couple of starts ago is probably a good form reference for this grade. Going to go with 2 ahead of 1, Star of Eden. She comes back in distance from the 1,800 at Morfordville last start, but she only weakened the last little bit there. She was good winning her maiden, but was expected to, and was probably a bit tradesman-like doing that at the Sale 2 starts ago. But she's got class, and that stakes placing in the Ethereal last preparation probably stands her in good stead here. 9, Countess Tessa gets the blinkers on. I think she's going well, and with the highest rating being a 67 in this race, I think she's in the mix, as is 11, Rosenstrasser, off a maiden victory. But I thought she's shown the ability to progress on to better races than that. 2, 1, 9, 11.
All right, then, Gator, what are you thinking here?
Look, I don't know, but I've tipped Star of Eden on top. Obviously a bit too good for maiden grade. Did work early in Adelaide on a really strong speed, about near 10 lengths above the class average. So she's not good enough to do that, obviously. But she did run well in the Ethereal in the spring. So I've sort of gravitated to that in a pretty winnable race. Sweet Carolina hit the line fresh, splitting 2 in-form horses. Just less dynamic second up, but still got the job done. 1,600 suits. I'm pretty worried about a soft 7. Same story, Drone Strike. Was 100-1 last time, but ran a great race. They went five lengths above average. Pulled up with some colic as well. So I think it was forgivable and quite a good run given all that. Struggled on a soft 6 prior to that, so a 7's your query. Shawcan, easy maiden winner at start 2, despite jumping 11 to 1,400 and then beat All Bar Spring Break. That horse boasts a second to now Group 1 place Noble Heights. So perhaps Shawcan's the one with more upside and on the soft 7 might be able to jump a few of these, but look, as of Wednesday, it was 1, 2, 3, 8.
All right, then. Dino, Troy Corston's happy with Sweet Carolina. Just a little concern that she might get too far back. And David Eustace happy with Shawcan, but a small question mark on a slow track.
Yeah, I suppose so, Gareth. It's an even sort of race, but I think there's a really good value chance here in Countess Tessa. I think, as Warren outlined, it's a 67-grade race in essence. So even though she's coming off a 58 last start, she ran well. She drops 8.5 kilos, and I think she's looking for the longer trip. So I think from the draw she'll get a great run, and I think she's over the odds, number 9, Countess Tessa, to beat 8, Sure Can. Probably a little query on the ground, but going well, and she too dropped 6 kilos off that supposedly lesser grade race last start. Sweet Carolina, I just like her maybe a little bit better on drier ground, but she's certainly one of the chances, and Star of Eden, who's back to her right sort of class, maybe next best. But I thought Countess Tessa was over the odds, 9, 8, 2, and 1.
You can get $11 for Countess Tessa as well there with Dino's on top selection. So 9, 8, 2, and 1 for Dino. Warren Huntley likes the 2 from the 1, 9, and 11, and Gator with the 1 from the 2, 3, and 8. Let's have a look at race number 3 over the 1,000 down the straight. And the big scratching here is the favourite, Sartorial Splendor. So what's the market done now, Quinny?
New market, I Did It for Love, a $3.40 market leader. Pinion on the second line of betting at $4.60. Then we have Bramari Rahiro at $6.50 into 6. Free of Debt, a $6 chance. Chicago Cub, $6.50. Lil Contra, $8.50. Rock Profit, $15. The Centurion at $26. You could throw a tissue over this market now as a result of those scratchings. It's been basically totally reposted and reshuffled. At this stage, the best backed runner is I Did It for Love from Pinion.
All right then. Gator, the favourite is out. Are you with the new favourite now, I Did It for Love, with the blinkers on?
Yep, the two best words in the English language, default. So I Did It for Love was favourite to beat Sartorial Splendor here last time. Battled well, had the slow recovery, some mucus, so we'll go with it. Free of Debt, liked the recent jump out, looked just faded on the line, wasn't far off Keitra in the heat. Had a throat issue in the spring when thrashed by Sartorial Splendor. Pinion can fly home. She's can pull out a big section, or just whether the 1,000 metres is a bit too sharp. And Literal Contra, back to a more suitable assignment. We'll go 2, 7, 8, and 4.
All right, then. What are you doing now with this race, Dino?
Well, I was a little bit keen on I Did It with Love with the variables of a wet track and you know, the issue last start to beat Sartorial Splendor. So, yeah, all of a sudden I'm a bit more keen on this race. I think he's clearly the one to beat. Rock Profit, he's out of the handicap as he usually is, about 7 kilos, but he runs well down the straight and he's a handy galloper, fitter for a couple of runs in. 8 Pinion, as Gator mentioned, will be flying home, and with a light weight, that might be good enough to nearly win. She'll run well. And Free of Debt, who looks to have trialled up quite well, 2, 9, 8, 7.
What price do you think I Did It for Love will get to, Dino?
I hadn't put that much thought into it, Gareth, with all the adjusting, but it's going to be fairly short now, isn't he? I mean, yep. He's a winner. He's good down the straight. He's good in the wet. He gets a claim for Lachie Neindorf. So he's, I would have thought he'd be under $3 come race time.
So $3.40, Warren, good value for this favourite then.
I think that's a good bet, Gareth. Yep. I like him. I Did It for Love. The blinkers go on here. From the inside draw, he's going to have to get some clear air at some stage, but the Centurion, Free of Debt, there's going to be good speed in this race, and he should get his chance to balance up, and I like him. Number 2, I Did It for Love. Low-profile stable, Barry Fox, the Centurion, but he does a terrific job with him. He's resuming. I thought a recent jump out at Cranbourne was terrific. He'll give a sight riding the speed. 8 Pinion will be probably closer to last than first, but she will be strong late. Gets right down in the weights with a claim for Carlene Heffel. A 9 Rock Profit continues to run well. As Dino said, he's regularly out of the handicaps, but that doesn't stop him running well down the straight, coming through the same form line as I Did It for Love, who I'm keen on. 2, 3, 8, 9.
All right, then. So Dino's numbers there in race number 3, 2, 9, 8, and 7. Warren Huntley likes 2, 3, 8, and 9. And Gator likes the 2. I Did It for Love over the 7, 8, and 4. Let's have a look at race 4 on the program. This is over the 2,000 metres. The 6, Tavi Run, is out. And also the 8, Don't Doubt Dory, comes out as well, Quinny.
Yeah, and another race that has been significantly affected by scratchings as a result. We've got Hypnos now a $3 market leader. The best backed runner is the 2nd elect, Brimham Rocks, who's at $3.50. Stablemate, another dollar on the next line of betting at $4.20. Declares War, $6. Hacky's been specced after drifting throughout the course of the week, now at 13. Dogmatic, 15. Midterm, 34. Silence the Stars, 34. The best backed runner at this stage, though, Brimham Rocks at $3.50, but I will be interested to see how this market reacts after basically being reposted this morning.
Okay, Dino, what do you think of this New Zealand galloper heading to Melbourne for the first time? We'll catch up with Dino in just a moment. Hypnosis.
Yeah,
we've seen Dino.
Sorry, Gareth. We've seen him before a couple of years ago. Yeah, look, he's probably a better horse than what we saw back then. He's going okay, but 1:30, Gareth. Pretty good time to have lunch, I would think. No, very moderate interest here. Brimham Rocks can improve. First up was terrific. Second up, that was that race run in a really heavy rainstorm. I think horses have got back. Just lost interest as much as anything, or couldn't see, or something. Can improve another dollar. It comes through the same race. Can win. Hypnos and maybe Dogmatic next best, but certainly spectating here. 1-2-4-9.
All right, then I should have known that you're putting your lunch order in right now, Dino. 1-2-4-9 for Dino there, Warren.
Yeah, I'm similar in terms of levels of interest, Gareth. Yeah, that race at Brimham Rocks and another dollar come through. It was like it was running the twilight zone. It just horses that got back in the field just couldn't get into it. And the winner, Yonkers, was heavily back, got the right run, and it was race over. I think Brimham Rocks, whose first up run leading into that was good behind Inverloch. That form's held up well. Inverloch's now a Wagga Cup winner, and we know Brimham Rocks is a quality galloper, getting fitter. I'm with him. One ahead of two, another dollar through the same form line. She's going well. For Hypnos, he really didn't fire when he came over here last time. He looks to be in decent form, but he was in good form when he came over here last time. So he's got to prove he can race over here. I'll put three Hacky in as next best, but I'll be sharing lunch with Dino here, I think. 1-2-4-3.
All right then, Gator, your thoughts here in race four over the 2,000?
And numbers are Ted. We'll go 1-2-4-3, Brimham Rocks. Look, he's a group horse. His first up run was outstanding, I thought. And then he just was forgivable last time back in the kickback, deteriorating track, on pace race. Another dollar beat him there, was only second up, must have a K. Hypnos, the touchdown Jarrett of the track's the key there, I think. And Hacky, did run well in a Bendigo Cup, remember, so might be the improver. Yep, 1-2-4-3.
Race 5's the Leilani there at Flemington this afternoon. Amy's Jewel of 4 is out. Plaquette also comes out. That was horse number 8, and I would imagine this favourite's nice and short now, Nicholas.
Yes, and has firmed from 240 into 215, Cordilla, since the market was reposted. Bonds Abroad now a 380 second elect. Exolita at 950. Don't Tell the Boss, 10. Garvok, 12. Magnaval, a $16 chance. The Stylist, also 16. Just High for Luton, 26. Strome, a $34 outsider. But since the market has been reposted, Cordilla was 225, got out to 240, but 240 back into 215.
This looks a nice race now for Cordilla here, Warren.
Look, it does, Gareth. I suppose if you want to go back to the run at Moonee Valley on All-Star Mile Day, the excuse there was that the track was too wet, then went to Caulfield, found suitable ground there, a soft five, and then seemed to have every chance at Sandown. I was on course that day talking to Danny O'Brien after the race, and he said, with the track firming up during the course of the day there, it just might have got a little bit firm for her to let down the way that we know she can. So she's hopefully strikes that middle ground here today, and she does have a win at Flemington to her credit. So I'm with her, and there looks to be good speed in the race through the likes of Magnavale, the Stylist, even Garvok's a bit of a want to get it over and done with style of horse. So I think there's enough speed for Cordilla to get the similar type of run, the stalking the speed she got last time, and she might be drawn in the right part of the track down the straight. I've gone 3 head of 10, Exolita, who'll get that little bit off the speed, but I think she's jumped out well to resume here. She'll handle the ground. She'll be strong late. 7 Bonds Abroad, just got the beautiful run in the right part of the track and on speed last start to kick away and win. Inside draw here, probably a little bit problematic by this stage of the day, but I've got her as next best, and 5 Magnavale will give a sight right in the speed. 3-10-7-5.
Is 2:15 with that in mind regarding a wet track for Cordilla? It's a soft 6 at the moment. Is that too short to find out, Warren? Do you think she would drift?
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if she does, but she does tend to attract a lot of market support. It hasn't been unusual for her to be at the pointy end of the market. I just think, want to see how the weather firms up during the day. If we get into that heavy range, maybe that's getting a little bit wet for her. And at that price, that's a little bit short for me to be speculating.
How do you play this race, Gator?
No, I don't like the question. So so I'm going to defer.
What was wrong with the question?
Oh, look, the question in itself was fine. I just didn't really enjoy being required to answer it.
Okay.
So, yeah, look, I think the shortened version is, I'm not interested in 215, because she did fail on a soft track 2 runs. You got the valley, and the rider said didn't handle it. Now, there's a big difference between a Moonee Valley track where they had the perfect storm, you know, and then it deteriorated, all kickback, getting right into the track. Then Flemington, where it rains early and then settles down, and touch wood. So it's just one of the many variables in our great game. Anyway, I'll tell you after the race. But she's on top. Bond's abroad. Well, the form ties in. Obviously, easily beat Garvok. That horse was thrashed by Cordilla prior to that. So they're similar for the margin off those. I think she was a terrific win last time off a sneaky gem at Caulfield prior to that when a sectional star. Don't Tell the Boss going really well. Gets in light and Magnavale. It's pretty slick. 3, 7, 9, and 5.
All right, then I'm just a little worried what Dorothy put in Gator's coffee just before day. Your thoughts in race 5?
Well, I've tipped Cordilla, and I think Gator's point's relevant that the heavy at Moonee Valley and the track virtually falling apart that day, as opposed to what we'll get today, is totally different. And she was first up too, that's the other thing. She's got a lot more base fitness underneath her now, and often wet track capacity comes down to fitness at times. So I'm with Cordilla to beat Magnavale, who will lead, will give a good sight, like these Jeff Jurea horses when they come to Melbourne. Don't Tell the Boss has been mixing distances with moderate success, but 1,200 wet track, lightweight, she's got a chance. And Bonds Abroad, who won last start, not sure Barrier One's ideal down the straight, but she's competitive in this grade, 3, 5, 9, and 7.
Okay, so I'll go through their selections in race 4 first of all. I think I missed that just before. So Dino's selections in race 4, 1, 2, 4, 9. Warren likes the 1 from the 2, 4, and 3. And Gator also with the 1 from the 2, 4, and 3. And in race number 5, Dino likes the 3, Cordilla, over the 5, 9, and 7. Warren agrees with him, 3, 10, 7, and 5 for Warren. And Gator also with Cordilla, the 3, over the 7, 9, and 5. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Saturday Form Panel here. Thanks to Queensland Racing, it's 28 minutes past 8. We'll come back with the quaddie legs and also the trivia question. Plus, we'll also ask the lads what they think of some of the other feature races around the country this afternoon. Terrific to be with you on this Saturday morning. Of course, this is the Melbourne Form Panel brought to you by Queensland Racing. And we're up to race number 6 at Flemington, which is the feature, the Andrew Ramsden. Over the 2,800 metres, you win this, you're into the cup. Scratch the 7, never listen here. Quinny, what's the market doing here?
We could run a market on who's going to start favourite here, because it has been musical chairs at the top of the market, with three runners having been favourite at one stage or another since the betting was posted on Wednesday. The initial favourite was Per San at $4, got out to $4.60, subsequently $4.60 back into $4.20. Mommy Bound opened $6.50, backed into $4.20 and remains that quote. And Realm of Flowers has trimmed up from $4.20 into $4. They've been the three popular picks. Grand Promenade, a $6.50 chance, through Irish Eyes, $6.50. Mohican Heights at $9.50. Salto Angel, looking to break the duck at start number 12, is a $19 chance. Constantinople, $34. Lion's Share, $1.26. Punters very keen on the top three in the market here. Realm of Flowers, Per San, and Miami Bound.
Let's hear what Danny O'Brien has to say about Miami Bound.
The last couple of runs were on the good force, but no doubt she is a couple of lengths better if we get to a soft 6, soft 7. So, if that rain does come, it won't do her any harm.
All right, then. Gator, who wins this feature?
Yeah, look, I think Realm of Flowers, this is a really good stayer. I think she was the best run in the race and should have won a Sydney Cup. She's just shuffled back out of the race. They were forced back to the inside rail. Certainly was not the place to be. I guess they didn't have much choice. Still ran home race faster somehow in the worst ground. Her run prior to that, she was back and wide. Still broke 12 seconds home. So, look, I concede it's a terrific race and an even race, but I'm keen she runs really well. Mamie Bound, of course, beat her home in the Sydney Cup with clear air. She's drawn to be outside, and that's the key, wet ground, the other key. First hand, a rare average run last time. And, if you follow horse racing, history says he'll probably revert back to his normal weight for age clearly suits him best as well. And I'm throwing Through Irish Eyes in. Look, On the Clock won the same day as the Persan race, Mohican Heights. Nowhere near them, times-wise, but just has this immeasurable upside, and that can often offset, the clock and ratings, which are awesome for after the race. 6, 5, 3, and 9.
All right, then, how have you sorted out this year's Andrew Ramsden Dino?
I'm for the quiz.
Okay. Love it. Everybody knows the drill now, Dino. First person with the correct answer, you got to text in 0416 90 50 52. Take it away, Glenridge.
Yeah, very straightforward, Gareth. Thank you for that. on the showcase we will have. The question is quite simple. The feature race we're about to talk about, or we have started talking about, the Andrew Ramsden. Who was the first horse to win the golden ticket to run in the Melbourne Cup?
That's a good question. Dino, who wins this year?
Miami Bound, I think. I think one of the mares will win it. I've gone the other way to Gator, but Miami Bound and Realm of Flowers, I think they've both been going really well in Sydney. Miami Bound's form's there to see. Realm of Flowers should have won the Mannion Cup in the worst ground in the Sydney Cup. She's going great guns. They're the two for me, ahead of Persan. He can bounce back. And Grand Promenade, he's not well off at the weights, but he's progressive as well. And his win last start was strong, and I like the way he galloped out when allowed to roll along. I think a lot of his career has been held up too much, and I like the way he strode out last start. 5, 6, 3, and 2.
Just with that, Dino, so you're with the mares that went through the Sydney Cup, and then talking to Dave Eustace, Persan, this is his grand final in the Andrew Ramsden, but obviously you think that they've still got plenty left in the tank?
Oh, the way they train them, they do. Yep. Yeah, they're remarkable trainers of stayers. They've revolutionised how it's done. And, even reading today about Realm of Flowers, should she, even if she doesn't win, she's going to race right through winter to keep her fitness and health up. So, we're sort of going about it in a different way. And I think Persan, in a lot of ways, the way he did it last winter, started that trend.
All right, then. Warren, are you with the mares here as well?
I am, Gareth. I'm just a little bit disappointed that the trivia question wasn't what was added to Gator's coffee this morning. I think that's something that we'd all like to know.
What would your answer be, Warren?
Oh, I'd take Short Odds Valium. But I'm going to go with Miami Bound here. I thought there's not a lot between the two of them. And you can amount a case to say Realm of Flowers was unlucky in the Sydney Cup back in the worst ground, and she was still very good through the line last 200 metres. But Miami Bam was very good as well. They both handled the ground, and they're both well-suited here. I've got a leaning to 5 ahead of 6. 3 per sand, you have to just forgive his last run, but there's got to be plenty of petrol in the tank, Gareth. He had 47 runs last preparation, and he's only on run 4 here, so he's got to have plenty left. And I'll put 4 Mohican Heights, who's on the up and coming through slightly different form lines, but did beat Persan home last start. 5, 6, 3, 4.
Okay, so in the Andrew Ramsden here this afternoon, Dino's with the 5, Miami Bound over the 6, 3, and 2. Warren also with Miami Bound, the 5 from the 6, 3, and 4. And Gator, he doesn't mind Realm of Flowers for Semi Friedman and Anthony Friedman, 6, 5, 3, and 9 there for Gator. Let's have a look at race number 7 on the program, the Silver Bowl. You can scratch the 4 Rathlin that came out this morning here. Quinny, what's the market doing?
Pretty open. Adeye Ranger heads the market here at $4.80, but has been a little bit soft at the top of the betting. Ranting, a $5.50 chance, has attracted some support, as has the third elect Winsome, who's been $7 into 6. Vibrant Glider, a $6 chance. Grand Pope continues to attract support at the longer odds, $7.50 into $6.50. Cumberbatch, 9. Celestial Soul, $9.50. Was $15 on Wednesday. Field of Roses, $16. Summer Rocket, $26. Mark of the Man at $41. Very competitive betting race. At this stage, the two best-backed runners, Ranting and Winsome.
All right, then. A couple of good pushes on the first word this morning here, Dino. Nick Ryan says Grand Pope can take the next step. And, geez, Troy Corstens was confident about Ranting.
Yeah, well, they're interesting because they come from such different ends of the scale. Ranting's been running in the more elite three-year-old races, comes back to a handicap with the big weight, and then you've got Grand Pope, who comes off a 58 win, but I thought it was an above-average 58 race and a good win, and all of a sudden he drops 9.5 kilos, and Brett Prebble riding at 54 kilos. So I think they've both got legitimate chances. We've got one other ahead of them, and that's Celestial Soul. I thought the blinkers went on last start. He ran well. He's got wet track form. I just think he's got a good chance in an even race. But Grand Pope, I think he's got a great hope. Ranting, he's got to run 1400 with the weight, but he is a class horse. And I've put Vibrant Glider in another one right down in the weights on wet ground. I like that first up. But I'm with Celestial Soul, but I thought another one of the harder races. 7, 10, 1, 9.
And what's your speed map here, Dino?
Gareth, I thought that the likely speed came from out wide, Altai Ranger, Summer Rocker, but then Celestial Soul, who they rode, they made the announcement and rode him forward last start, and Windsome wouldn't be far away at going up to 1400. So I think the speed will, you know, funnel across from out wider.
All right, Dan, what do you like here, Warren?
That's a relative term, Gareth. I don't know if I like anything here, but it's a leg of the quaddy, and we've got to have an opinion. Gee, I think it's an even race, but I actually think Vibrant Glider is a little bit over the odds. I could see down in the weights, as Dino referenced, on rain-affected ground first up. There looks reasonable speed in the race, particularly through Altai Ranger, and I loved a recent jump out down the back straight at Pakenham where he showed good acceleration, and his overall form says he's a horse with legitimate upside, and probably a smart use of the claim here by Phil Stokes, getting down on the weights with Will Price. So if I'm playing in the race, it's with 9 Vibrant Glider each way. Ahead of 1 Ranting, who's proven at a better level than this, but he's got to run 1,400 metres with the weight. 7 Celestial Soul, I'm forgiving of that last run, and I think he's going well enough, and his best form's good enough. And Grand Pope's coming through some inferior form lines, but another one way down in the weights, as Dino said. Brett Prebble riding 54 on a almost winter Saturday is probably a very good indication the horse has got a good chance. 9, 1, 7, 10.
All right, Gator, which form lines have you gone with here?
Look, I've lent to win some. Obviously, a forgive run last time with the internal bleed. It was a really good effort prior to that in a fast race. He was up nearer the speed. It was a race dominated by the run-ons. And his fresh run, he did bolt in on soft ground. 1,400 looks okay. I think he's really backable in a competitive race. Ranting, look, it's never easy with 62, but as an 89 rater and a clear ratings advantage over these, he has the runs on the board, doesn't he? Back in form last time. Admittedly, off a couple of inconclusive misses. Altai Ranger, sure, he had no weight last time, but he set a strong speed and he held off a pretty good mare in Cordilla, back to his own age here. And Vibrant Glider, did like to jump out as well, as referenced by Ted there in the game, for sure. 6, 1, 2, 9.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 7 from the 10, 1 and 9. Warren likes the 9 from the 1, 7 and 10. And Gator with the 6, Winsome over the 1, 2 and 9. That's race 7. Let's have a look at race number 8 on the program over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 4, Riddle Me That. The 5, Rocks the Castle. The 6, Iconoclasm. And the Wongoon winner, the 9, Innkeeper, comes out. The 13, Biometric. And the 14's also out, Quinny.
It is. The race has really been knocked around by scratchings, as you would imagine. Basically, a new market posted. And since that new market has been posted, the money has come for Yulong January. Now a $3.40 favourite and has been the best-backed runner. Viral on the second line of betting at $3.50, Reykjavik 5, Bumper Blast 6, Galaxy Raider 8.50, Odeon a $16 chance, Native Soldier 19, Selsamore a $34 pop on the outside of the field at that quote. But Yulong January has been popular throughout the course of the morning since the betting was reposted.
And just a little warning to punters here, Warren, both David Eustace and Robert Hickmont, of course, Dave with Yulong January and Robert Hickmont with Bumper Blast, say the soft 6 is a big question mark.
Probably like to see less rain during the day and the potential of an upgrade, although Flemington, we know how well it drains. At this time of the year, the drainage is not as effective, and although the wind's going to be strong enough, it's probably not going to rip the moisture out of the track. So we're probably not going to improve a lot from the rating we've got, and a little bit more rain could see it go the other way. So sitting on a soft 7, I think we are at the moment, Gareth. I'm going to go with 12, Viral. I think he's jumped out really well to resume here. Again, really smart use of the claim for Dan O'Brien and with Will Price. And, gee, I think it's a good option for Viral. I thought Viral and Riddle Me That were the key runners. And then just prior to 7.30, Riddle Me That coming out. I think the race sets up well for Viral with reasonable speed through the likes of Yulong January. I think he'll be aggressively ridden now. He's getting fitter. Native Soldier will be right on the speed at 1,400. I'm going to go with 12, quite keen on Viral. Ahead of 11, Bumper Blast, just hoping that he can handle the conditions. But I thought his run in the Wongoon was good enough for this, and he's probably looking for 1,400 metres now. 7, Yulong January, getting fitter and probably being able to ridden to his strengths here. Strong senior rider in Mark Zara, boards a positive. And 8, Galaxy Raider, who'll probably get buried back from that near inside draw, but will be strong late. 12, 11, 7, 8.
And Gator, when I had a chat to you with your game plan on RSN Central on Thursday, you're keen on one. I know that this race has been hurt by some scratchings, but it's been well supported still.
Yeah, look, I think you know, obviously it's a little bit of a different race now, but I think you went up the wrong price, Rykovic, the horse you're talking about.
Yep.
Back to 1,200 in the Wongoom. Kept waiting for that track to swing around and suit the Swoopers, but it just never happened. I thought he ran a great race, given the pattern of the 3 days. He ran really well in Group 1s here in the spring. I think 57 is a winnable weight for him. We know as he gets up in the weights, he does find it challenging. With a bit of jar out of the track, 1,400. Yeah, look, I'm with him. I think Viral is a danger. Beat Biometric Home in January. That ties in with a few of these. And the recent jump out in a strong heat was terrific. Bumper Blast, well, he also ran nicely, really nicely, in that Wongoom, given the pattern. And he gets to 1,400. So it's probably a similar track rating. So I'm not overly concerned. And Galaxy Raider, back to 1,400 chance. 1, 12, 11, 8 now.
All right, then where's the pace come from now, Dino, in this race?
Well, Yearlong January, Gareth, he's the sort of horse that, I think when he's really fit, he rolls at a good speed. Native Soldier getting to 1,400. He's had those two sharp runs. I think you'll see him very prominent and Viral. Can certainly use the draw to advantage as well.
All right, then. Are you confident here or are you having dessert?
Yeah, it's just the ground is the worry. Viral, I think, is the one to beat. I think he's trolled up really well and he was really consistent last preparation. He's well placed here with the lightweight. Just hope he can sort of get, probably to the right part of the track by this stage of the day. And if he does, he'll be hard to beat. Yearlong January, will he handle these sort of conditions? But he's ready to put in a peak run. So, I'm putting him in because I think he'll give his best. Whether he can handle the grounds of the worry. Bumper Blast, I thought, was really good at Warrnambool, but 1,400 at Flemington's his absolute sweet spot. But if there's a little concern about the ground, that's a concern to me. And the one that I originally didn't like because he'd drawn in, but is Galaxy Raider, but it's only a field of eight now, so he'll probably be able to pick his way through okay or get to the outside, and he can certainly run well in these sort of conditions. He might be next best. 12, 7, 11 and 8.
All right then, so Dano with the 12 here. Viral, the $3.50 favourite over the 7, 11 and 8. Warren also with Viral, 12, 11, 7 and 8. And Gator with Rakovic, the 1 over the 12, 11 and 8 for Gator. Let's have a look at the final event, the benchmark 78 over the 1,600 metres. Sentimentalist, the 3 is a scratching, the 8-0 Doubt, the 11 Falls, the 16 Dazzling Damsel, and also the Emergency, the 20 are out there, Quinny.
Yes, another race with plenty of scratchings. This one hasn't had too much of an impact on the market. There have been minor deductions along the course of the week. There's been money for San Fabrizio from the time markets opened. It was $7.50 on Wednesday, backed into as low as $4.80 this morning and was the second elect at that quote. Just pushed out slightly to $5 on the third line of betting at that quote, but currently the tab's biggest liability. The second elect Ocean Miss has been equally as popular. $8.50 was available early doors, reposted at $4 this morning and pushed out from $4 to $4.80. The market mover this morning, forgiving punters, are sticking with Dirty Deeds, who's now the favourite at $4.60 in from $5. Prince of Alina, an $8 chance. Mr. Tipler, $9.50. Vegas Knight has been a firmer this morning, $14 into $10, including a bet of $1,000 each way. Pearl Bandit, a $12 chance. Reformist at $19. If you're chasing a long shot, there's been money throughout the course of the week for number 4, Jittery Jack. Opened $41, a bet of $1,000 each way at that quote, and has been a firmer throughout that point in time since, all the way down to $21. Influential Girl, $23. Significance, $34. I may not have even mentioned the winner. Terrific betting race to end the program. At this stage, the two biggest liabilities are Ocean Miss and San Fabrizio, but the new favourite and the mover this morning, the 14 Dirty Deeds.
Have you found one here, Gator?
Let's go ahead and say no. Given the 78 races on the Saturday,
not a fan.
I don't think the strike rate's, sort of Bradman territory, but I've tipped Ocean Mist, who was a strong return win, beating Fatigue since run well. And just missed good and proper. So that's really good form. It's sort of Group 1 form through Quantum Mechanic and co. Third up maps well for a handy apprentice rider. Mr. Tipler's flying as well. He rushed home in a strong form race fresh, then just missed Alto Ranger Cordilla. Now, they both would have run earlier today by now. So chance, Dirty Dudes, speaking of flying, going great guns, form ties in through Dice Roll and co. Prince Helena, very genuine. and Pearl Bandit in the quaddie, but 10, 2, 14, 15.
All right, then, Dino, your thoughts here. Do you think the blinkers might do the trick to help Dirty Deeds get over the line one better?
I think they will, and the soft ground helps him. Just worried about the inside draw by this stage of the day. If he can get to if that's the right ground, or if he can get to the right ground. I actually quite like this race for a 78. I like Sam Fabrizio. I think might have just been ridden a little bit too close to the speed first up and was a bit one-paced. I think maybe just a slightly quieter ride, fitter, dropped 6 kilos up in trip. I like him. And I like Pearl Bandit, who's had the two runs back, Morville Park's last start, Forgive, right in the middle of the Adelaide Carnival, and Leo McDonald and Andrew Glewis have found this race for Pearl Bandit. So it must be the absolute perfect race for Minder for this horse to strike third up. Ben Allen's riding up an absolute storm, and I think it's the danger. But chances to 10 Ocean Miss and 14 Dirty Deeds, 17, 13, 10 and 14.
How are you staking this race then, Dino?
If you're betting with $30, $20 on...
50, please. Yeah, please.
Worked out to 30.
Please, Dino.
Have 20 to have a drink after the race.
All right, then.
20 on San Fabrizio and 10 on Pearl Bandit.
San Fabrizio, it ran in a French Derby or a Guineas? I think
one of those.
So you would imagine that would be a good form race for a race like this at Flemington today, Warren.
You would think so, and he's in the mix for me, and there was good support for him at Bendigo, and Dino said just maybe a touch closer and different dynamic here with a big field. I'm going to go with Ocean Mist, though. I think she's going really well. Her overall form is great. Her two runs this preparation have been solid. I think in an even race and widest leg of the quaddie for me, she's got a terrific chance. 10 ahead of 17, San Fabrizio, who can improve from that first up run. And again, smart use of Will Price's claim, getting down below the minimum weight. 13, Pearl Bandit, crossing the border from South Australia. And look, I've included the horse at Quiddy, said there's money for Jittery Jack. Just the way the track's come up this morning, the likelihood of potentially some rain during the day, I thought Jittery Jack was well over the odds and goes in for me. 10, 17, 13 and 4.
All right, so Dino likes the 17 over the 13, 10 and 14. Warren likes the 10 from the 17, 13 and 4 in the last. And Gator with the 10, Ocean Miss as well, over the 2, 14 and 15. 9 minutes to nine, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the team's best bets, their quaddie, and we'll also pick their brains regarding some of the feature races around the country this afternoon, plus the winner of the trivia. Welcome back to the Melbourne Form Panel. Thanks to Racing Queensland, and well done to Simon from Glenroy with answering the trivia question handed down there by Dean Lester. The winner was, or the correct answer was Steel Prince. Of course, he took out the first golden ticket race after winning the Andrew Ramsden in a terrific finish, defeating Surprise Baby right on the wire there. So well done to Simon. You win a $200 voucher to Vlado Steakhouse, of course, Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years. David Gately, your best at Melbourne and also a quaddie, please.
I'm going to go with Rome with Flowers. Race 6, number 6 is our best, just outside of the real shorties. Quaddie, I couldn't find a skinny leg, but we can always take a second quaddie a bit skinnier, and we will. But for the main quaddie, 6, Rome with Flowers, 5, Mummy Bound, 3, Per Sam, 9, Through Irish Eyes, and 4, Mohican Heights. So 6, 5, 3, 9, and 4. Second leg, 6, Winston, 1, Ranching, 2, Alto Ranger, and the 9 is Vibrant Glider. Those numbers again, 6, 1, 2, and 9. Third leg, we're going 1, Rykovic, 12, Viral, 11, Bumper Blast, and 8, Galaxy Raider. So that's 1, 12, 11, and 8. Coming home with Ocean Miss, Mr. Tippler, Dirty Deeds, Prince Helena, Pearl Bandit. Those numbers are 10, 2, 14, 15, 13, in order of preference.
All right, Gator, superb stuff. We'll catch up with you just after 9 o'clock with Lizzie Jelves for the Sydney preview, and I'll also ask you about some of your thoughts regarding those feature races in Adelaide as Quinny plays the music, just to get you up and about and excited for that particular session just after 9 o'clock, Gator.
Pumped already.
All right, mate. It's David Gately. Warren Huntley, your best bet, please, at Flemington and also a quaddie.
Best bet for me, race 3, number 2, I Did It For Love, who has trimmed up through the last hour or so. Obviously, the scratching of Sartorial Splendor has made it a more winnable race, but I'm keen on race 3, number 2, I Did It For Love. Value for me, race 7, number 9, Vibrant Glider. Quaddie first leg, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Second leg, numbers 1, 7, 9 and 10. Third leg, numbers 7, 8, 11 and 12. definitely the Aflexi, home last league with numbers 4, 10, 13, 14 and 17, Gareth.
All right, then, Dino, take it away with your best bets, please, and then a quaddy.
My two best was both scratched this morning, Gareth. Okay. So,
has that ever happened for the formula bet before, Dino?
No, it's a first, Quinny, so first. We've got a carryover champion. he'll get to play.
Surely
again
he can get a go again. Surely we can put it on again.
Next Friday, Terry Matthews from Kahuna will get another go, but we're not going to try and fabricate something for him today. But the best, on a really tough day, will go the last San Fabrizio for me, race 9, number 17. Happy with the value, though. Race 2, I think number 9, Countess Tessa will run really well. Race 2, number 9, the value. The quaddy has had a few changes, so from yesterday's Breakfast Club. First leg, 2, 3, 5, 6, 9, so that stays the same. Second leg, 1, 7, 9, and 10. Third leg, 7, 8, 11, and 12. And the last leg, 7, 10, 13, 14, and 17.
7, 10, 13, 14, and 17, Dino. Okay, your thoughts. First of all, the Goodwood Handicap.
I just think the big hitters will fight it out. G-Trab, Behemoth, and to a lesser extent, Dirty Work, who I think will get a great run just behind them. I think, the big guns will probably come to the fore there. If there was a long shot to get into the money or a better price, it would be Prophet's Thumb, because she's got a 7 next to her name. I think if she'd stayed on the fence, she'd have got the run Instant Celebrity would have gotten, maybe would have won the Sangster. So she might be the value for multiples, but I'm a G-Tra.
$3.10 for G-Tra. Is that a good price after listening to Gordon Richards this morning on the first word, Dino?
He's got the big scalps and he's good fresh and he's beaten Behemoth home before. I think he might drift because he hasn't raced for a while. But I'm happy to think he's the one to beat.
What about you, Warren?
I agree that G-Tra is the one to beat. And the fact that he is 1,200 metres first up and he's had the bone chips removed, I think nowadays that's nowhere near as big a surgery as it used to be. I think Gordon described it as keyhole type surgery, so just effectively in and out. And the way he's trialled up and the gallops between races, I think he's the one to beat. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him get out to $3.50 or so at some stage, because there's some depth to the field and there will be some, you would think, some strong opinions around other horses. But G-Tra, the one to beat for me.
Do you have an opinion in the Proud Miss Stakes? Rubisaki taking on Brooklyn Hustle, taking on Hummer Hummer?
Brooklyn Hustle's due for a win, isn't she? Maybe. Yep. This is the type of race that's going to set up well for her. She's continued to run well at Group 1 level. No knock on her. I thought Rubisaki improved second up. But, if I was having a pick in the race, I think they're close to equal favourites. I'd have a leaning to Brooklyn Hustle.
Dino, anything else in Adelaide and also in Brisbane with the Doomben 10,000? Is Eduardo the best bet of the day, like everybody seems to suggest here?
It seems to be that way, Gareth. I haven't done a lot of Brisbane form, to be honest, but he does look hard to beat. Adelaide, I thought that in the Phillies Classic, Flexible. I thought she should have won the Australasian Oaks. She'll make amends today, hopefully.
All right. Anything else out wide there, Dino, today?
No, I don't think so, Gareth. Stay tuned if you on RSN through the day. Before each race, we'll be with John Henry trying to find how track patterns are, etc. So, see how we go.
And good luck to Linda Meach, her first ride back on Costa Maya, race 5 at Warwick Nabil at $13. You're a beautiful man, Dino. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Gareth.
Warren, do you like anything else outside of Melbourne, maybe Adelaide? Have you got an opinion on the Doomben 10,000 there?
Oh, I think Eduardo's the horse to beat there, and I'll be cheering for Fabric in the second at Doomben.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Nicholas Quinn, you keep your spot as the man behind the Punters Club once again. And what's been the best back galloper around the country?
The best back runner around the country is Eduardo, a horse that is going to be very prominent in our Punters Club. I'm going to spend $100 for the Punters Club on your advice, and I'm going to simply have $50 on Eduardo winning. So Eduardo to get the job done in the Tab Doomben 10,000, race 7, number 2. And then I'm taking a bet, Eduardo to win, into a bundle bet in the Goodwood with G-Tra and Behemoth. So that means either of those two win, into Eduardo getting the job done, having 50 on that all-up bet, which, as I speak, pre-multiplier spits out a quote of $3.49.
Okay, what's been the best backed horse around the country?
Eduardo.
And at Flemington?
At Flemington, it's a little bit more open. There's been support for Yulong January throughout the course of the morning, but nothing like we've seen in recent weeks when we discussed the best backed runner. But Yulong January's been a firmer, race 8, number 7. At $3.40, but to put it in comparison to what we've discussed in weeks gone by, it's about 10% of the investment. Right, so man. It's certainly not as lopsided.
Enjoy your day, Quinny. Enjoy
Flemington. Looking forward to it.
All right, then. And that is the Melbourne Form Panel, just repeating the team's best. Dino, race 9, number 17. His values, race 2, number 9. Warren Huntley's best, race 3, number 2. I Did It For Love, race 7, number 9. His value. And Gator Likes Realm of Flowers is his best, race 6, horse at number 6.